This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Jim Semerod with the North Dakota Department of Public Health.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.
My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur, it takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, thanks you for another amazing summer. As we gear up for fall, Sample Auto Sales invites you to stop in and see their selection of back-to-school or back-to-work vehicles, work trucks, light and heavy-duty, plus cars, SUVs, minivans, and more. As always, see most of their inventory online at sampleautosales.com. Call them up, 701-573-7875, or stop in and drink their coffee. Sample Auto Sales really appreciates your patronage.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oil Field Review. Today we talk with Jim Semerod with the North Dakota Department of Public Health.
Yeah, I think one thing I'd like to bring up, and that's flaring itself.
Okay.
Flaring itself, or combusting, you know, the gases that we're talking about, the vapors, one of the ways to control that, the last thing you want to do is see these things venting. So actually, flaring and burning those vapors as a form of pollution control is a good thing. Efficiency of combustors is very, very high, in the 99%+ range often, and that's a good thing. So the most preferable approach would be to collect those vapors and those gases, process them, and then to burn them in our water heaters and furnaces. On the other hand, so in other words, from a conservation standpoint, what we hope is done and what we push for to be done is to see those vapors collected and then used in a positive manner. On the other hand, when those vapors are cannot be used, then what my office does is we ensure that they are combusted via a flare or via a combustor.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jim Semerod or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield Reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors, radio affiliates, online news services, and other media distribution points, as well as Sample Auto Sales out of Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com. And Kids in Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Visit kidsincapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies with the Mondak Oilfield Review. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.